Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Brian McCreep. And the second half of this all-Bach concert is made up of two sacred vocal works based in the same musical DNA, the Cantata 179 and the Mass in G major. You'll hear what that means in just a bit. Bach wrote the first of them, the Cantata 179, to reflect the aspect of his Lutheran faith that warns against hypocrisy. The text of the opening chorus translates as, "See that your fear of God is not hypocrisy, and do not service God with a false heart." And the following couple of movements back up that command by almost taunting the audience, saying that Christianity today is in a bad way, but later that hypocrites cannot stand before God. It's Bach playing hardball, until he doesn't. Eventually, the tone softens, acknowledging the brokenness common to all people, and ending with a prayer to the divine for mercy and forgiveness. If you'd like to see a translation of the text for this piece, visit classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. And now with soloist soprano Sarah Janovich, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Woodrow Bynum, here again is Harry Christophers, and this Handel and Haydn Society program continues with Bach's Cantata No. 179 in concert from WCRB.
Verrichten. Gott voll heißen. Falsche Heuchler ebenbild können Sodoms Äpfel heißen, die mit Unflattern gefüllt, die mit Unflattern gefüllt und von außen herrlich gleißen. Falsche Heuchler ebenbild können Sodoms Äpfel heißen, die mit Unflattern gefüllt und von außen herrlich gleißen.
Sich nicht selbst ein heilig Wesen bei und diesen stelle dir, o Mensch, zum rühmlichen Exempel in deine Buße fiel. Bist du kein Räuber, Erbrecher, kein ungerechter Ehrenschäker? Ach, bilde dir doch ja nicht ein, du seist deswegen hängerein. Bekenne Gott in dir und deine Sünde, so kannst du Gnad und Hilfe finden.
There's a heartbreaking quality to the ending of Bach's Cantata 179 as the chorus acknowledges human weakness in a prayer for mercy. Harry Christophers led this Symphony Hall performance of the Cantata 179, which featured soprano Sarah Janovich, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Woodrow Bynum. I'm Brian McCreath, and this is WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. You can find our broadcast schedule for WCRB in Concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this concert again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. This concert closes with a piece that draws heavily on the music you just heard. Several years after writing the Cantata 179, Bach composed his Mass in G major using music from that earlier piece and three other cantatas. It's a Lutheran Mass, meaning that rather than the complete Latin Mass text, it's a setting of just the Kyrie and Gloria sections of that text. And when I talked with Harry Christophers, he told me about a couple of the ways Bach used the music he had written before, but in the process made something completely new.
Cantata 179, we open with a chorus that it's forte, it's buoyant, it's strong. Exactly the same music for the Kyrie Christe Kyrie. Slower tempo, the melodic lines are exactly the same, note for note. But the idiom and the feeling is so totally different. The sternness of 179 to a really intimate, beautiful, feeling of contemplation, prayer, at the beginning of the of that. Unfortunately, it would have been lovely to also have done Cantata 79. So the chorus at the beginning of the Gloria, Cantata 79, it's one of those cantatas written for a political
coronation or election.
It's an election, that's right. And it starts with two horns and an insistent drum going against it. And Bach then transforms it into this madrigalian, sopranos and altos, very lyrical, and this beautiful string accompaniment to it, and then all this semiquaver, 16th note, what I call filigree. It's wonderful. I talked to the orchestra and chorus about it. This is top class wallpaper. This is William Morris wallpaper. This is, but it's filigree. You know, it's the important lines of the text and the longer note values. But it's totally transformed.
That's Harry Christophers, and you can hear much more of this conversation at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. And now coming on stage to lead the orchestra and chorus of the Handel and Haydn Society is Harry Christophers with soloist soprano Sarah Janovich, mezzo-soprano Claire McNamara, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Peter Walker. And this program continues with Bach's Mass in G Major in concert from WCRB.
Thank you. agimus tibi. Gratias agimus tibi. Propter maniam gloriam tua. Gratias agimus tibi.
Oh.
J.S. Bach's Mass in G Major, performed in concert at Symphony Hall by the Handel and Haydn Society and by Artistic Director Harry Christophers. The soloists included soprano Sarah Yanovich, mezzo-soprano Claire McNamara, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Peter Walker. This concert marks the beginning of Harry Christopher's 10th season as artistic director of the Handel & Haydn Society, and along with the all-Bach program you just heard, he'll lead H&H in a January program that includes Haydn's Harmony Mass and Mozart's Violin Concerto No. 5 with soloist Aislinn Noski. And this season also includes some pretty terrific guest conductors. Bernard Labadie will lead H&H's annual performances of Handel's Messiah, which, by the way, also includes an amazing cast of soloists, including soprano Lucy Crowe, countertenor Yestin Davies, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass baritone Philippe Sly. Later on in March, Matthew Halls conducts H&H for the very first time in a program that includes Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and the First Clarinet Concerto by Weber with soloist Eric Hoprick. For information about the entire 2018-2019 Handel & Haydn Society season and about the brand new CD H&H released last week, look for the link to the H&H box office at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. This broadcast of the Handel & Haydn Society is produced by me, Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Rose, with additional engineering from Joel Watts. Our thanks to H&H Artistic Director Harry Christophers, President and CEO David Sneed, and Vice President of Artistic Planning Ira Pedlikan for their support in making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.